Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a Ph.D. degree in public policy, M.A. degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschooled children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And we welcome you to Christian Worldview this morning, August the 5th, 2005. Let's have a quick check over at your weather to see what it's going to be like on your drive to work on your day today.
Right now, in the Greenville-Spartanburg Airport area, 72 degrees. In downtown, it's going to be also 72 degrees. Anderson, 71. And Clemson, also 71. Today, patchy fog this morning, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Humid with highs in the lower 90s, and a chance of rain will be 30%.
I think we're going to have to turn up the volume on that. I'm not sure if the listeners heard anything about that. Let's go ahead and tell... let me see that weather again. Just tell them one more time real quick what it is.
Greenville, Spartanburg, 72 degrees. Downtown, 72. Anderson, 71. Clemson, 71. Patchy fog this morning. Partly cloudy with showers and thunderstorm. Humid with highs in the lower 90s and chance of rain 30%.
Okay, it sounds good. So at any rate, even some rain possible today. Well, this is the last Christian Worldview show I'll be doing for a little bit. As you know, I'm going to be going out of town as part of my annual international lecture circuiting, I guess you can say I do. It's not really a circuit. Thankful that the Lord provides opportunities for me to be able to go down to places like South America and be able to talk about free markets, about the correct theology of public policy, and encourage people in other countries who are truly enslaved far more than we are in many places, especially in places like Peru, where I'll be holding my conference in about 10 days. But at any rate, we're going to have some great shows coming up here in the following 2 weeks while I'm in my absence. We have two guest hosts. First is Pastor Tony Romo, who's been behind this microphone before and is looking forward to doing an entire week again behind the microphone. And that should go real well. We're looking forward to that opportunity. And the following week, you should have here Mr. Greg Ferrier, a friend and great helper at the Tyranny Response Network. Mr. Ferrier is someone who knows a lot about creationism and Darwinism, and is going to be talking about that and perhaps some other things during the following week. Also hoping to have some improvements to signal and broadcast. It seems that our Tyranny Response Network is the staff trying to make some moves here in the next couple of weeks. Let's hope they are successful in doing so. At any rate, we are still looking for volunteers at the Tyranny Response Network. If anyone is interested in donating a few hours of time, either on the weekend or during the week, in terms of producing the show, or in terms of actually doing some technical work, networking, radio signals, these kinds of things that are related to the Tyranny Response Network, we would be happy to hear from you, and we would appreciate an email if you can simply go to the Contacts tab under the TyrannyResponse.com website or TyrannyResponse.net website. Contacts, you'll see a number of names pop up there, Richie, Mark, Chuck, Brad, etc., and simply send an email to one of those folks and let them know. You might also try giving a call to Chuck at 864-458-1981. That's 864-458-1981, and he might, too, be able to help you over the phone. So appreciate your support of the Tyranny Response Network. Glad some people were able to listen yesterday to our new Spanish broadcast. We're actually having a sort of a pilot program here since I'm going to be speaking in Lima in Spanish. We've taken part of the show, or part of the end of the show yesterday, part of the end, tacked onto the end of the show yesterday, about 40 minutes of talk in Spanish about the Christian Worldview, and the show, of course, is called Cosmovisión Cristiana, and that will be going on today again, too. So if you have friends who want to listen in Spanish at 9 o'clock today Eastern Time, that's on August the 5th. If you're listening to recorded broadcasts, obviously not going to be broadcast. But if you have an opportunity, if you speak Spanish yourself or you know someone who does, please stay tuned from 9 till about 9:30 or 9:45 today, as we bring you another edition of Cosmovisión Cristiana, the Christian Worldview Show in Spanish. When we come back, when I'm coming back from my trip, we're thinking about actually doing some more Spanish. There are some other folks like Pastor Tony Romo who speaks Spanish and others we know that might be able to carry on a regular show. We're thinking about possibly tacking it on to about the 6:30 p.m. time slot at least once or twice a week to begin with, and if it becomes popular, then do continue a regular broadcast in Spanish just for a short period of time, trying to make use of reaching more people. In fact, wouldn't it be great if the Hispanics here in the upstate of South Carolina were corralled, so to speak, woken up, so to speak, especially those who are evangelicals that are here, to register and vote, but not for the Democrats. The Democrats are good at rounding these people up and having them vote with party line, party ticket. Well, let's have them vote for the party ticket of either the Libertarian Party or the Constitution Party. Wouldn't that be great? I think it'd be a great idea. Who cares where the votes come from, folks, as long as they're from, doesn't matter what language you speak as your first language. If people are willing to vote for a third party candidate and oppose the Republicans or certainly the Democrats, then we should be all in favor of it. So, sounds like an interesting idea, an interesting plan, but that'll be going on today again, and possibly when we get back, we'll have another plan for having a more regular session, maybe Monday evening, 6 to 6:30, or a Saturday morning, 10 to 11, something like that, where we have a Spanish version of Christian Worldview called Cosmomundo Cristiana. At any rate, well, what have we got on the agenda for today? The research staff has sent me something interesting here about our unfree stock market, CNOOC and Mr. Gaffney. This is an article by Michael S. Roseff on the LouRockwell.com website. He says, if an owner cannot dispose of his property himself, he has lost decision rights. What losses did Congress impose on the Unocal shareholders? At the moment, they're looking at Chevron bid for UCAL of $700 million when the CNOOC bid that Congress thwarted will give them much more per share. In fact, looks like they were going to be ending up losing about $250 per share, or per 100 shares, $2.50 per share. That's huge. So if you own 1,000 shares, it costs you a couple $1,000s because of this government regulation. I suppose we should, as Mr. Gaffney does, ignore the fact that U.S. companies made foreign direct investments of $252 billion in 2004 alone and cumulative investments of $1,512 billion between 1995 and 2004. A huge amount went to China. China has been content to finance the U.S. government deficits by buying its paper. But how dare a Chinese company invest directly in a U.S. company? Those monsters, they're trying to take over. It is a rather hypocritical, silly sanctioned or idea that's going on with this refusing China to buy Unocal. The Chinese, if they buy the American debt, why are we really concerned about that? I mean, wouldn't we want to, if we're going to default, I mean, the United States government is going to default someday on this debt. It can't possibly pay it off, right? It's going to hyperinflate or do something. Why not let the Chinese hold the paper? The Chinese government, I should say. Maybe it'll bankrupt the Chinese government. The people can revolt up and with an uprising there, put in some pro-capitalist government. Could be a win-win situation. I suppose we should, as Mr. Gaffney does, ignore the implications that trading with China has for peace, a word not in his vocabulary. Instead, let us go back to pre-Nixon days, the days of John Foster Dulles. Let us not recognize the country at all, despite its importance and its numbers. Let us try to isolate it and contain it. Let us seek opportunities to get it mad. Let us demand that it revalue the yuan, or whatever you pronounce it, or else. Let us find ways to needle it and threaten it, and let us treat it as some sort of inferior. This is such smart foreign policy. Why didn't the rest of us think of this? These neocons are beacons of light, gods among men, such wisdom they possess. I guess that's a little jab at the neocons. We like that. If I did not know that he was talking about China, I think he was describing the United States and saying dominant positions with respect to strategic energy resources, minerals, materials, technologies, choke points, and regions all over the planet, including notably its own hemisphere in Africa. He means Venezuela, friends. No, he's talking about China. Yes, indeed. The U.S. is a hypocrite in more ways than one. It cannot long maintain credibility, saying one thing and doing another. A free market in stocks plainly means, among a number of other things, that anyone can buy any amount of stock at any time and at any price he desires if there is a willing seller. If the Unocal shareholders wish to sell out to CNOOC via a tender offer, or if the board of directors has the power to accept or reject buyout bids or whatever mechanism is in place, this is no business of yours, mine, Congress, or anyone else, including the regulatory dictators. In a free market, the owners would decide without outside interference. So a free stock market we do not have. I agree, and I think he's right. They should be able to sell whoever they want. I don't like government controlling what I can do with my property. I don't think you do either. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, and we'll be back in just a minute.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You may also dial 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Or you may email your question or comment to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net. And remember, the show is live from 7:30 in the morning until 9 in the morning Eastern Time. If you're listening at any other time, you're listening to a recording. Calls will only be received between 7:30 and 9 in the morning Eastern Time.
Warning: Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor. It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20, and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective, and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins.
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
If the state sets itself up as the supreme arbiter of human affairs, it must domesticate the individual, lest any lingering remnants of self-reliance weaken the state's authority. The state must resist the individual's effort to follow the dictates of his conscience, lest they conflict with the decrees of Caesar. In the interest of its own safety, the state must eventually deny that the individual is a person, for the individual can be a person only when he puts his obligation to God ahead of his obligation to Caesar. Reverend Edmund Oppitz, in the Libertarian Theology of Freedom, page 145.
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
And it looks like, according to Fox News, we have more problems in the world. 4 more American soldiers killed yesterday. I hope somebody's keeping a body count here. We really don't have time to keep a body count, but we know it mounts up. You know, it's just like, you know, losing $5 a day after a year. It's pretty significant. You know, you can lose it once or twice and not think it's too big a deal, but after a while, this accumulative effect is horrible. Of course, for the people who are killed, even if there's only one, it's a pretty bad deal. Some people praise the government of David under the theocracy, but I know there'll be at least one detractor, like Uriah. Uriah was the one who suffered at the hand of David, and in terms of his life being lost, the whole thing was a real bad government. Everyone else might have thought so, but that's an anthill sort of mentality. Anyway, if you have a question or comment for the show today, we'd be happy to talk with you. Of course, 864-244-8177 is the phone number, the backup line, 864-201-6955. Fox News is also reporting the enigma of Roberts is bedeviling the right. They're concerned about him. Many people are concerned about it, but can do nothing, apparently. In a political climate where everyone dreads surprises, says Jane Rowe, a few people wait until Judge John G. Roberts jumps out of the giant cake in the Supreme Court building to see what they are really getting. Roberts' confirmation has been all but declared a done deal. The 50-year-old's gleaming resume, reputation for brilliance, clean-shaven good looks, excessive modesty, and genuine affability have effectively handcuffed all but the most extreme liberals from assailing his qualifications. Really? I thought there were some extreme conservatives or libertarians also assailing his qualifications. The last I checked, there were. Maybe we go unnoticed, apparently, obviously. And we will wait and see what we get, because obviously he's going to be appointed. And it would be great if he were anything but a suitor. But Ann Coulter and Chuck Baldwin and others have pointed out that he looks like he's just going to be another suitor, another liberal in conservative clothing, another neocon, to sway the court more to the left, as previous appointments of Republicans have been. But we'll see. Interesting. It'll be interesting to find out exactly what happens with Justice Roberts here, and his appointment. If you have a comment or an insight about that, we'd love to hear from you about it here on Christian Worldview. Here's another story. An imprisoned New York Times reporter praises staff at the detention center. Alexandria, Virginia, the New York Times reporter Judith Miller, imprisoned for refusing to name a confidential source, said she is allowed to read and write in jail, but has been outside just twice in 3 weeks, according to press freedom advocates. U.S. District Judge Thomas F. Hogan ordered Miller imprisoned July 6 after she refused to testify about a confidential source before a grand jury investigating the 2003 leak of a CIA operative's identity. Unless she decides to talk, Miller would be in jailed on civil contempt charges until the grand jury ends its work in October. Legislation has been introduced in Congress to protect reporters from having to identify their confidential sources. So-called SHIELD laws already exist in 31 states and the District of Columbia. Well, what do we think about this? Let's suppose you're a reporter. Should you be forced to reveal your source to a U.S. judge or any kind of judge? This is an interesting thought, we can analyze this from several different angles, I suppose. But what's interesting to me to think about is just how corrupt government can be, and if government is corrupt and is bought off by somebody or paid off by somebody in order to get some benefit, then why in the world would I want to have the government have the power to force me to talk? And then why should the government be able to put someone in jail who doesn't suit their fancy by refusing to talk? Seems like it's a violation of liberty, doesn't it? Inalienable right that we supposedly have here to liberty. So unless I'm convinced otherwise, at the moment I think it's right that she shouldn't have to talk. I mean, I don't know what she's concealing, but why should she be forced to say anything? It seems to me she shouldn't be forced to say anything. It seems wrong. But I'll be happy to entertain alternative views. I haven't thought much about that issue before. I just have this extreme distrust for our current government system and our current political leaders, corrupt as they may be and slimy, and a few other shocking words perhaps we could use as adjectives to describe them. Are you tired of politicians who raise taxes, invade your privacy, and assume that you do not have the sense to make your own decisions? Try voting libertarian for a change. Would you like to meet other libertarians? You'll find there are regular people like you, concerned about the state of our republic and willing to act on that concern. Our business meeting is at 6:30 p.m. the second Thursday of the month at the library on Malden Road between Old Stadium and Lawrence Road. Visitors are welcome. To talk politics, join us for the Libertarian Underground at 8 p.m. on the fourth Wednesday of the month. It's at Cafe Underground just off of Main Street downtown. We would love to swap ideas with you for restoring limited constitutional government. Thank you for supporting the Libertarian Party and Christian Worldview on the Tyranny Response Network. Also, another reminder for you today, folks, is that we have Rip and Richie's show in the afternoon. Yes, the Sacred Cow Slaughterhouse is back, and I hope you'll be able to attend, be able to listen in 4:30 to 6 p.m. on the drive time home this evening. to Rippin' Richie and the Sacred Cow Slaughterhouse right here on the Tyranny Response Network. But for the moment, you're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, and we'll be back in just a minute.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You may also dial 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Or you may email your question or comment to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net. And remember, the show is live from 7:30 in the morning until 9 in the morning Eastern Time. If you're listening at any other time you're listening to a recording, calls will only be received between 7:30 and 9 in the morning Eastern Time. You're listening to homeschooler-friendly TRN, the Tyranny Response Network. Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
The Patriot Network is a national federation of local clubs devoted to bringing relief to the oppressed American taxpayer. It is based right here in the South Carolina upcountry and chaired by Dr. John Coben's associate, legendary freedom warrior Robert Clarkson. Visit our website at patriotnetwork.info for full contact information, meeting times, and locations around the South and beyond. That's Patriot Network, one word, .info. There you can also sample many action reports, current and past issues of our newsletter, and mainstream news features about IRS rot, corruption, and incompetence. Find out what our decades-old organization may be able to do to put a stop to your IRS problems. PatriotNetwork.info commends Dr. John Coben on the founding of the Tyranny Response Network and his unique Christian worldview show, heard weekday mornings right here on TRN.
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
There is a place for government in the affairs of men, and our Declaration of Independence tells us precisely what that is. The role of government is to protect individuals in their God-given individual rights. Freedom is the natural birthright of man, but all that government can do in behalf of freedom is to let the individual alone, and it should secure him his rights by making others let him alone. Reverend Edmund Oppitz, in The Libertarian Theology of Freedom, page 142.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. I want to remind you all, too, if you didn't have a chance to attend last night, there's an Uncommon Dissent Forum going on. Scientists who find Darwinism unconvincing. Darwin once said, "I am quite conscious that my speculations run beyond the bounds of true science," and they're trying to expose those speculations as falsehoods starting last night, also this evening and tomorrow at the Palmetto Expo Center. If you want to register late and go to this, go to PiedmontTravel.com. And also you can go to, or you can also call 864-288-3456. That's 864-288-3456. Hope you can attend. Should be a great conference. I would attend if I weren't heading out of town. I would have to say, wish I could have attended, and I hope that you can participate. Well, we have a caller on the line. We'd like to go to the phone and see who we're talking with. Welcome to Christian Worldview. Who am I speaking with?
It's Paul, Doctor. How you doing?
Hello, Paul. Nice to hear from you. How's things in Georgia this morning? Probably wet and muggy like it is here, huh?
Excuse me now?
I was just asking how things are in northeast Georgia this morning, or central Georgia.
It looked like a pretty day today. I think, you never know how things turn out, but at least so far looking pretty good.
Great. That's super. Well, what's on
in Greenville, y'all going to get some rain?
Well, then the forecast call for some rain today? I think it's a possibility, at any rate. It's just, you know, summer days here are more or less muggy and a little, you know, on the humid side, and it seems to have rained a lot this year.
But sure has. It sure has. That was it's been acting more like Florida weather than where we are. But if it rains, it rains. It just depends on the weather.
Yeah, that's right.
I was calling about. It's not that I'm against legislation protecting the press or reporters, but why do they say that's a problem? I mean, the Constitution is clear, and the First Amendment that they can't do that anyhow. So why do they even have to take up resources and time and pass this legislation where, the original tenet of the First Amendment is clear? And it seems to be just a problem with many of our fundamental, inalienable rights that are protected by the Constitution, the state's Constitution. So it says one thing very clearly, but they pretend that it doesn't until, they pass some legislation or some priest in a black robe says that's the way it is.
Right. Well, it's a good point. The First Amendment does seem to give us protection for freedom of the press. Of course, they're going to say, well, that doesn't allow you to cover up crimes that you know about. But I'm not so sure why it wouldn't allow you to cover up crimes. Why does it force the press to reveal their sources? I think you're probably right. It is protected under the First Amendment, and we should not be able to vanquish the press or force them to talk in it before a federal court, especially. So I think you're right. What would we do if there was a movement like Christian Exodus or libertarians or whoever else wanting to rise up and actually take down the government at some point of the socialist government and put something in instead that would resemble liberty and the vision of the founding fathers, and the press reported it? Well, what would we think about them being forced to report to our enemies in the government about what we're doing? We wouldn't think too highly of that if the shoe were on the other foot, would we? So I think we have to be able to protect ourselves and protect the press by not forcing people to be able to talk like this.
Exactly. I mean, it can be abused, but what can't be abused? But if it's protected, it's protected. And why? It's just more sophistry, more confusing the issue. More the same old, it seems like.
Right.
Again, the First Amendment's clear, and you'll have to read, let's go back in history and do just a little bit of reading on that, and it's totally unnecessary. But I'm not against it, but, like the right to the privacy and what that leads to, if it's clear, it's clear, and let's leave it at that, but they don't seem to.
Right. Well, I appreciate the phone call, Paul. I think it's a good point, and I agree. Maybe others disagree, and they want to call and tell us their opinion why, but it seems pretty clear to me this is a wrong thing that's been done.
Okay. Well, listen, you'll have a good weekend, and we appreciate the show. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, sir. Goodbye.
Yes, indeed. And the neocons are up in arms, too, talking about Justice Roberts, the American Center for Law and Justice. That's the fundamentalist Christian arm of the neocon world. They're struggling to get this Justice Roberts confirmed. They like him, which is no surprise. They say he's an excellent choice, a man of tremendous character. Prior to his service in D.C. Circuit, he argued in remarkable 39 cases for the Supreme Court of the United States. However, he's an understanding of the Constitution. That's most impressive, and his impeccable record of applying the law, not legislating from the bench. Well, all right, interesting. They want you to send in money so they can match $300,000. That's what they're up to. It's a neocon promo for the Judge Robert, the ACLJ neocon promo. And then we have a couple others. It seems to me that there were a few others talking about old Roberts. When we come back from the break at the top of the hour here, we might read this. This is a left winger who's jabbing conservatives, so-called conservatives, and one of our Tyranny Response Network staff said he needs to turn the mirror on himself. He's a guy named Cass Sunstein. I think we might read this. There's also the big fat Republican Supreme Court lie by Doug Newman. He's posted at the Liberty Post, Trump in America, and a few other places. Will John Roberts' Supreme Court confirmation process be a slam dunk, or will it be nasty, brutish, and excruciatingly long, replete with lurid exposés of his undergraduate escapades and video rental records? No matter what happens, do not get too jazzed about Mr. Roberts. If the Republican Party's history of judicial nominations any indicator, he will be a disaster. And he goes on to explain why. And there again is somebody else on the right, who they didn't mention in Fox News, who is dissenting with the whole business of Roberts. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. It's time for a break. We'll be back in just a minute.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You may also dial 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Or you may email your question or comment to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net. And remember, the show is live from 7:30 in the morning until 9 in the morning Eastern Time. If you're listening at any other time you're listening to a recording, calls will only be received between 7:30 and 9 in the morning Eastern Time.
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network. It's roughage for your brain.
As long as the state, the agency of coercion, stands over society offering to dispense economic privilege to those who pay it homage, conferring an advantage on some men at the expense of other men, the misuse of political power should be the first line of attack for the moralist. It is inevitable that political privilege will be used in this way if it is available and begging to be used. No people has ever resisted it who have been led into this temptation. Reverend Edmund Oppitz, in the Libertarian Theology of Freedom, page 84.
This is Dr. John Coben from Christian Worldview. You know, a lot of my listeners call and ask me about allodial land titles, covenant marriage, and other topics of importance to Christians who love liberty. Many of these things I've written about at the policyofliberty.net bookstore called Alertness Books. We invite you to visit the Alertness Books bookstore today and pick up the materials that will help you learn the truth and be free. Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Sick of having the dead flies of bad public policy stink up the ointment of American liberty? The follies and foibles of the political sages of our day are plucked out daily on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, weekday mornings from 7:30 to 9 o'clock, right here on 97.7 FM in Greenville. Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a Ph.D. degree in public policy, M.A. degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschool children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview. Glad you joined us this morning. This is the radio talk show that helps you think better. It's better than two cups of coffee in the morning. And we're here trying to help Christians regain an activist understanding of the Christian worldview they should have instead of the John Piper type, divine right of King's view, which is so pervasive. Glad you've joined us. Let's run and check our weather real quick for those of you still on your way out to work this 5th day of August, 2005.
Right now in Greenville-Spartanburg Airport area, it's 72 degrees. Downtown also 72. Anderson 71. Clemson also 72. Patchy fog this morning, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Humid with highs in the lower 90s and chance of rain is 30%.
Well, there you have it. Also, make sure you go to tyrannyresponse.com or tyrannyresponse.net. Check out our website. Lots of things there to know about, including the events of the upstate political events. This Saturday, tomorrow, you have the Carolina Patriots meeting at 12:30 for lunch. 1 to 3, you will have the meeting. I'm going to actually be speaking for a few minutes there tomorrow. You also have the Institute on the Constitution's first meeting out in Pickens. And you can find information about all that stuff on the website. Remember this afternoon, Rip and Richie's show, The Sacred Cow Slaughterhouse. And right after Christian Worldview today, we have Mundo Visión Cristiana. That's the Christian Worldview Spanish version. It's going to be going for another trial day from about 9 to 9:30 or 9:45. Hope you, if you speak Spanish, you'll stay tuned for that, as well as encouraging others who speak Spanish to listen in. We'd love to be able to have an impact from here in the Tyranny Response Network to others in the upstate who speak Spanish as their primary language. Please also go and sign the South Carolina Fundamental Rights Petition. Yes, you can find the South Carolina Fundamental Rights Petition on tyrannyresponse.com under the related media tab. Scroll down there and fill the thing out. It takes about 30 seconds, and it's a great effort we're trying to put together to reclaim, or at least let the government know, that we believe rights to life, liberty, and property are inalienable. The Kelo ruling notwithstanding, and we should stand up for those rights and have them as constitutionally inserted in South Carolina such that it cannot be overridden. Appreciate Juliet and others who are working to make that a reality as well. Sign the petition online by going to tyrannyresponse.com under the related media tab. Scroll down to the bottom, you'll see it there. Hope you'll take advantage to avail yourself of it. Well, here's a couple other stories going on this morning. We've been talking about some of these things, but here's Alabama limiting eminent domain. This is from the Donald Lambros column in the Washington Times. Alabama limits eminent domain. Alabama yesterday became the first state to enact new protections against local government seizure of property allowed under a Supreme Court ruling that has triggered an explosive grassroots counteroffensive across the country. Republican Governor Bob Riley signed a bill that was passed unanimously by a special session of the Alabama legislature, which would prohibit governments from using their eminent domain authority to take privately owned properties for the purpose of turning them over to retail, industrial, or office or residential developers. Calling the High Court's June 23rd ruling misguided and a threat to all property owners, Mr. Riley said a property rights revolt is sweeping the nation and Alabama is leading it. Well, we appreciate Alabama doing that. We would like to do the same thing here in South Carolina, by the way. That's what part of this fundamental rights petition is all about. Although the Alabama state law that the governor signed yesterday would prohibit such eminent domain seizures, it contains an exception that would permit takeovers of blighted properties that could be turned over to the private interest, a provision that critics call a loophole for future abuses. I agree. That's pretty ridiculous to leave any loopholes like that at all. I don't care if you're blighted or not. You still should have a right to have your own private property. And, you know, who cares what other people think about your property? If they don't like it, they can either buy it at market value, or they can persuade you with social suasion, we can call it, you know, the jawboning effect, like Samson hitting them on the head until they actually do it, you know, with words, obviously, not with a real jawbone. But the idea that government should be the dictator of what looks good and not, what's beautiful and what's ugly, is dangerous, like it is for government to have any kind of control in such areas of human life. When I used to live in South America, one thing I appreciated about a country like Chile, in Santiago, for instance, the capital city, you would have homes that rival anything we have in the United States, beautiful homes, millions of dollars, and spacious and grand. You would also have people living just within 20-mile radius or so in just what I consider squalor. You could buy a house, something to live in for $1,000 or $2,000. And you say, well, why is that good? Well, it's good because you have not only the squalor but and the absolute riches, but everything in between. Not only is there a $2,000 house, there's a $4,000 and an $8,000 and a $20,000 and a $60,000 and, you know, all the way on up. And people have a truly free market to live the way they want to live. And I don't have a problem with that. And what's interesting about Santiago is you have a clustering effect where there are nice areas where they're very wealthy, and then there's areas which are upper middle class, and there are areas sprouting up which are middle class. And those people that tend to have similar values for the aesthetics and the way they like to live together. No surprise. That's the way a free market works. The idea that we need government to somehow clean up or force other people to look and live the way we do is absolutely wrong. It's a violation of private property, and it's not part of the Christian worldview. Now, in Santiago or places like that, it is true also that in order to avoid these so-called blighted areas, people just, you know, in the wealthier areas, just didn't drive over the other places. They didn't go there. And why should they be forced to? And who cares? If somebody else wants to live that way, why should it bother me? And I don't have to go shop over there. I don't have to be over there. And that's exactly what people's opinion was, and that's the way it was. They were very happy and contented to live that way. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, and we'll be back in just a minute.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You may also dial 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Or you may email your question or comment to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net. And remember, the show is live from 7:30 in the morning until 9 in the morning Eastern Time. If you're listening at any other time you're listening to a recording, calls will only be received between 7:30 and 9 in the morning Eastern Time.
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network. It's roughage for your brain.
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
The Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments of the American Constitution. Amendment 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedoms of speech, or of the press, or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Amendment 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. Amendment 3. No soldier shall, in time of peace, be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. Amendment 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Amendment 5. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia when in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject to the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. Amendment 6. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Amendment 7. In suits at common law, where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise re-examined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of the common law. Amendment 8. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. Amendment 9. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Amendment 10. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people.
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Glad you joined us this morning. And isn't it great to listen to the Bill of Rights? Yes, the Bill of Rights. We were just talking about it with caller Paul. The First Amendment seems to protect the right of the press, doesn't it? Does it not? And the freedom of the press, I should say. This federal judge trying to force a reporter to talk. It's just wrong. It's a violation of the Constitution, as far as I can tell. You may have a different opinion. Be happy to hear if you do, because I'd be open to listening. Anyway, we had Jim DeMint encountered by one of our well-known activists up here in the upstate Juliet at the hospital yesterday. Happened to see him. She was volunteering over there, and Jim DeMint came in, and she confronted him on his CAFTA vote. He scolded her and told her that she was ignorant, didn't know what she was talking about, and was very haughty, apparently. We're not surprised. Let's just remember to bump Jim DeMint out of office in the next round. Let's not forget 6 years from now. He's counting on the fact that you will. He'll try to do a couple other good things here and there to make people happy with him, and then he'll think he'll get to stay in office that way. We need to bump him out of office. Should have never elected him in the first place. You should have voted for Pat Tindall, or at least for Rebecca Sutherland. And in fact, Rebecca Sutherland is in the news again today because she just sent the Tyranny Response Network a article by Nancy Levant. We like her. Nancy Levant had this wonderful article on homeschooling, the socialist public schools. We may read a little bit about that again here in a moment, but I want to read an article that old Nancy Levant has. I think that's pronounced how you pronounce her name. Nancy Levant, Freedom, the Cold Hard Facts. There are 1,000 critically important issues to deal with in today's world. But American citizens need to be very careful. The creation of social chaos is the fundamental tool used by constitutional destroyers who divide and conquer the ability to focus on the big prize, which is freedom. Our focus should not be upon partisan details, but upon constitutional dismantling. Our political opinions and leanings will be non-issues if there is no constitutional republic. As each day passes and we continue to see our representatives refusing to represent American freedom, and as we continue to see our voting powers eliminated by the non-elected partnership, stakeholding system of leadership, one wonders if there will ever be another election. Specifically, one wonders if martial law will be implemented before another election date rolls around. Due to the fact that our nation has been totally and very skillfully bankrupted by highly educated economic experts, one wonders if we have been set up to purposefully crash, whereby giving martial law its jurisdiction. It should be very clear to every American citizen that, one, something is terribly wrong with our representative government, and two, our representatives and their corporate partners are recreating public law. Our rights as American citizens are being systematically, purposefully eliminated. Therefore, our opinions about this social condition and that cultural trend are pointless. In the very near future, changes could occur in America that will make all partisanship null and void. Martial law knows no partisanship and cares not for opinion. It knows only military-style dictatorship. At this point, I strongly suggest that American people prepare for the worst. All indicators lead to renegade politicians who are overthrowing the American government and its constitution. No one can deny this fact. Equally, a martial law system is totally, completely in place, thanks to 3 or more decades of powers amassed through presidential executive orders and many, many acts. She says, consider the following. Executive Order 10,990 allows the government to take over all modes of transportation and control highways and seaports. Executive Order 10,995 allows the government to seize and control the communication media. Executive Order 10,997 allows the government to take over all electrical power, gas, petroleum, fuels, and minerals. Executive Order 10,998 allows the government to take over all food resources and farms. Executive Order 11,000 allows the government to mobilize civilians into work brigades under government supervision. Executive Order 11,001 allows the government to take over health, education, and welfare functions. They already have. Executive Order 11,002 designates the Postmaster General to operate as a national registration of all persons. Executive Order 11,003 allows the government to take over all airports, including including commercial aircraft. Executive Order 11,004 allows the Housing and Finance Authority to relocate communities, build new housing with public lands, designate areas to be abandoned, and establish new locations for populations. Executive Order 11,005 allows the government to take over railroads, inland waterways, and public storage facilities. Let me just stop and interject. Isn't this astounding that these executive orders started by Abraham Lincoln have become so powerful in essentially dictating public law? It's a complete violation of the Constitution and the principles of the Founding Fathers to have executive orders. But of course, if we've got them and we truly got a Christian president, why doesn't he just executive order abortion away? He could. He can do anything he wants with an executive order. But he doesn't, because he's not truly on your team, folks. At any rate, these are very interesting things. We're going to take a quick break here. When I come back, I want to read some more of what these executive orders are. Why? Because I think you need to know about them. And if you want to talk about them, give us a call at 864-244-8177. We'll be back in just a minute.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You may also dial 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Or you may email your question or comment to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net. And remember, the show is live from 7:30 in the morning until 9 in the morning Eastern Time. If you're listening at any other time you're listening to a recording, calls will only be received between 7:30 and 9 in the morning Eastern Time. You're listening to Homeschooler Friendly TRN, the Tyranny Response Network.
The Patriot Network is a national federation of local clubs devoted to bringing relief to the oppressed American taxpayer. It is based right here in the South Carolina upcountry and chaired by Dr. John Coben's associate, legendary freedom warrior Robert Clarkson. Visit our website at patriotnetwork.info for full contact information, meeting times, and locations around the South and beyond. That's Patriot Network, one word, .info. There you can also sample many action reports, current and past issues of our newsletter, and mainstream news features about IRS rot, corruption, and incompetence. Find out what our decades-old organization may be able to do to put a stop to your IRS problems. PatriotNetwork.info commends Dr. John Coben on the founding of the Tyranny Response Network and his unique Christian worldview show, heard weekday mornings right here on TRN.
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net, that's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
There is a place for government in the affairs of men, and our Declaration of Independence tells us precisely what that is. The role of government is to protect individuals in their God-given individual rights. Freedom is the natural birthright of man, but all that government can do in behalf of freedom is to let the individual alone, and it should secure him his rights by making others let him alone. Reverend Edmund Oppitz, in The Libertarian Theology of Freedom, page 142.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
And here's some more executive orders we've been reading from Nancy Levant, her great article. She's a good writer. I like reading her. And the other one is that fellow Vox, that young man with the funny haircut. Well, he does a great job, too. Executive Order 11051, that's 11,051, specifies the responsibility of the Office of Emergency Planning and gives authorization to put all executive orders into effect in times of increased international tensions and economic or financial crisis. Executive Order 11,310 grants authority to the Department of Justice to enforce the plans set out in the executive orders to institute industrial support to establish judicial and legislative liaison to control all aliens, to operate penal and correctional institutions, and to advise and assist the president. Executive Order 11,049 assigns emergency preparedness function to federal departments and agencies, consolidating 21 operative executive orders issued over a 15-year period. Executive Order 11,921 allows the Federal Emergency Preparedness Agency to develop plans to establish control over the mechanisms of production and distribution of energy sources, wages, salaries, credit, and the flow of money in the United States financial institutions in any unidentified national emergency. It also provides that when the president declares a state of emergency, Congress cannot review the action for 6 months. Oh, really? The president can dictate to when Congress can do something now. Well, this is all passed by executive order, folks. I mean, this is just fiat given by the president. I mean, he can do what he wants. He's the king. It's an empire. And it sure looks like it when he issues these executive orders. But yet, we're so ignorant, we don't even know about these executive orders. I mean, I keep up on things pretty well, obviously, as you know, Christian worldview. Yet, I don't even know about all these executive orders. I know they're going on. I know that he issues them frequently. And I appreciate Nancy coming up with this summary to make me more appalled and disgusted with the current state of affairs in our government. It's completely gone chaotic and out of control. When you have the state run amok with these abilities, the executives to issue these executive orders. She says, force individuals suspected of harboring an infectious disease to undergo medical examinations, track and share an individual's personal health information, including genetic information, force persons to be vaccinated, treated, or quarantined for infectious diseases, mandate that all health care providers report all cases of persons who harbor any illness or health condition that may be caused by an epidemic or an infectious agent and might pose a substantial risk to a significant number of people or cause a long-term disability. Note, neither substantial risk nor significant number are defined in the draft. Force pharmacists to report any unusual increased prescription rates that may be caused by epidemic diseases. Preempt existing state laws, rules, and regulations, including those relating to privacy, medical licensure, and this is key, property rights. Control public and private property during a public health emergency, including pharmaceutical manufacturing plants, nursing homes, other healthcare facilities, and communications devices. Mobilize all or any part of the organized militia into service to the state to help enforce the state's orders. Ration firearms, explosives, fuel, and alcoholic beverages, among other commodities. Impose fines and penalties to enforce their orders. Then consider the following. Super viruses are manufactured. Borders are open to illegals of all shapes and kinds. At NAFTA, CAFTA, FTAA enforces internationalized economics. Imported nuclear devices are known to be in the United States. Our nation was bureaucratically bankrupted by the Federal Reserve. The partnership stakeholding bureaucracy eliminates voting. The elected representatives of the American people are rapidly eliminating constitutional rights. The American military is completely dedicated to foreign theaters, while a secondary military system has been established on the homeland with a new and unimaginable powers over the citizenry. Let us consider powers of the Patriot Act No. 2. Section 501, Expatriation of Terrorists, expands the definition of enemy combatant to all American citizens who may have violated any provision of Section 802 of the First Patriot Act. Section 802 is a new definition of domestic terrorism, and the definition is any action that endangers human life that is a violation of any federal or state law. Section 501 of the Second Patriot Act directly connects to the Section 125 of the same act. The Justice Department boldly claims that the incredibly broad Section 802 of the first USA Patriot Act isn't broad enough and that a new, unlimited definition of terrorism is needed. Under Section 501, a citizen engaging in lawful activities can be grabbed off the street and thrown into a van, never to be seen again. The Justice Department states that they can do this because the person has inferred from conduct that if there were not U.S. citizens, that they were not U.S. citizens. Right. Remember, Section 802 of the First Patriot Act states that any violation of the federal or state law can result in the enemy combatant terrorist designation. Section 201 of the Second Patriot Act makes it a criminal act for any member of the government or citizen to release any information concerning the incarceration or whereabouts of detainees. It also states that the law enforcement does not have to tell the press who they have arrested, and they never have to release the names. Section 301 and 306, Terrorist Identification Database, set up a national database of suspected terrorists and radically expand the database to include anyone associated with suspected terrorist groups and anyone involved in crimes or having supported any group designated as a terrorist. These sections also set up a national database to anyone on probation who has been on probation for any crime and orders state governments to collect the DNA for the federal government. Section 312 gives immunity to law enforcement engaging in spying operations against the American people and would place substantial restrictions on the court injunctions against federal violations of civil rights across the board. This is a fabulous summary. I can't stop reading it seems, but we've come to the time for another break here. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, I'm going to continue reading sections of the Patriot Act. Where else are you going to hear what's truly in the act, folks? You're not going to hear it on Fox News. Well, stay tuned here. You're going to hear some more about the Patriot Act and these ridiculous executive orders right here on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You may also dial 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Or you may email your question or comment to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net. And remember, the show is live from 7:30 in the morning until 9 in the morning Eastern Time. If you're listening at any other time, you're listening to a recording. Calls will only be received between 7:30 and 9 in the morning Eastern Time.
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network. It's roughage for your brain.
This is Dr. John Coben from Christian Worldview. You know, a lot of my listeners call and ask me about allodial land titles, covenant marriage, and other topics of importance to Christians who love liberty. Many of these things I've written about at the policyofliberty.net bookstore called Alertness Books. We invite you to visit the Alertness Books bookstore today and pick up the materials that will help you learn the truth and be free.
Sick of having the dead flies of bad public policy stink up the ointment of American liberty? The follies and foibles of the political sages of our day are plucked out daily on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, weekday mornings from 7:30 to 9 o'clock, right here on 97.7 FM in Greenville.
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
As long as the state, the agency of coercion, stands over society offering to dispense economic privilege to those who pay it homage, conferring an advantage on some men at the expense of other men, the misuse of political power should be the first line of attack for the moralist. It is inevitable that political privilege will be used in this way if it is available and begging to be used. No people has ever resisted it who have been led into this temptation. Reverend Edmund Oppitz, in The Libertarian Theology of Freedom, page 84. Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a Ph.D. degree in public policy, M.A. degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion.
an evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschooled children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben this 5th day of August 2005. Let's have a quick check of the upstate weather.
Well, right now in Greenville-Spartanburg Airport area, 73 degrees, downtown 72, Anderson 73, Clemson 72. Today, patchy fog this morning, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, even with highs in the lower 90s, and chance of rain is 30%.
You understand that? Well, if that's the way Spanish sounds to you, so be it. But we're going to have a Spanish version of Christian Worldview again today, starting at 9 o'clock to about 9:30 or 9:45. It's going to be called Cosmovisión Cristiana. Cosmovisión Cristiana. That's what it's going to be called, because that's what Christian Worldview is in Spanish. And we're going to be presenting that to you, so stay tuned. If you understand Spanish or you know someone who speaks Spanish, have them stay tuned to the show starting about 9 o'clock. Section 101 of the Patriot Act. We're reading about the Patriot Act because of Nancy Levant's fine work and research and summarizing all these things for us. Wanted to bring them to your attention since no one else will. You're just told there's a Patriot Act or a CAFTA, no big deal. You just trust your government. Yeah, don't trust them, folks. They're not trustworthy. They haven't been for years, and they're getting more powerful, and their rules are more egregious all the time and terrible in terms of those who love liberty like us. Section 101 will designate individual terrorists as foreign powers and again strip them of all rights under the enemy combatant designation. Section 102 states clearly that any information gathered, regardless of whether or not those activities are illegal, can be considered to be clandestine intelligence activities for a foreign power. This makes news gathering illegal. Wow. Section 103 allows the federal government to use wartime martial law powers domestically and internationally without Congress declaring that a state of war exists. Section 106 is bone-chilling in its straightforwardness. It states that a broad general warrants by the secret FSIA court, a panel of secret judges set up in a star chamber system that convenes in an undisclosed location, granted under the first Patriot Act, are not good enough. It states that government agents must be given immunity for carrying out searches with no prior court approval. This section throws out the entire Fourth Amendment against unreasonable searches and seizures. Section 109 allows secret star-chambered courts to issue contempt charges against any individual or corporation who refuses to incriminate themselves or others. The section also annihilates the last vestiges of the Fifth Amendment. Section 110 of the Patriot Act restates that the key police state clauses in the First Patriot Act were not sunsetted and removes the 5-year sunset clause from other subsections of the First Patriot Act. After all, the media has told us, this is new America, get used to it, this is forever. Section 111 expands the definition of the enemy combatant designation. Section 122 restates that government's newly announced power of surveillance without a court order. Section 123 restates that government is no longer needs warrants and that investigations can be a giant dragnet-style sweep described in press reports about Total Information Awareness Network. One passage reads, thus the focus of domestic surveillance may be less precise than directed against more conventional types of crime. Note, over and over again, in subsection after subsection, the Second Patriot Act states that its new Soviet-type powers will be used to fight international terrorism, domestic terrorism, and other types of crimes. Of course, the government has already announced in Section 802 of the first USA Patriot Act that any crime is considered domestic terrorism. Section 126 grants the government the right to mine the entire spectrum of public and private sector information, from bank records to educational and medical records. This is the enacting law to allow Echelon and the Total Information Awareness Network to break down any and all walls to privacy. The government states that they must look into everything to determine if individuals or groups might have a connection to terrorist groups. As you can now see, you are guilty until proven innocent. Section 127 allows the government to take over coroners and medical examiners' operations wherever they see fit. Section 128 allows the federal government to place gag orders on federal and state grand juries to take over the proceedings. It also allows individuals or organizations to even try to quash a federal subpoena. So now defending yourself would be a terrorist action. Section 129 destroys any remaining whistleblower protection for federal agents. Section 202 allows corporations to keep secret their activities with toxic biological, chemical, and radiological materials. Section 205 allows top federal officials to keep all financial dealings secret, and anyone investigating them can be considered a terrorist. Section 303 sets up a national DNA database and suspected terrorists. The database will also be used to stop other unlawful activities. It will share the information with the state, local, and foreign agencies for the same purposes. Section 311 federalizes your local police department in the area of information sharing. Section 313 provides liability protection for businesses, especially big businesses, that spy on customers for Homeland Security, violating their privacy agreements. It goes on to say that these are all preventive measures. Has anyone seen Minority Report? This is the access hub for the Total Information Awareness Network. Section 321 authorizes foreign governments to spy on the American people and to share information with foreign governments. Isn't this stuff incredible? It really is incredible. I'll tell you what, this is an awful thing to actually read through what the Patriot Act is all about. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We're going to jump to a quick break, and then we have a caller on the line. We'll get to the caller and the rest of this information from Nancy Levant, when we get back in just a minute.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You may also dial 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Or you may email your question or comment to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net. And remember, the show is live from 7:30 in the morning until 9 in the morning Eastern Time. If you're listening at any other time, you're listening to a recording. Calls will only be received between 7:30 and 9 in the morning Eastern Time.
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network. It's roughage for your brain.
Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor. It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20, and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective, and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins. This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
If the state sets itself up as the supreme arbiter of human affairs, it must domesticate the individual, lest any lingering remnants of self-reliance weaken the state's authority. The state must resist the individual's effort to follow the dictates of his conscience, lest they conflict with the decrees of Caesar. In the interest of its own safety, the state must eventually deny that the individual is a person, for the individual can be a person only when he puts his obligation to God ahead of his obligation to Caesar. Reverend Edmund Oppitz, in the Libertarian Theology of Freedom, page 145.
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We have a caller on the line. Greg wants to talk about the Patriot Act. Welcome to Christian Worldview, Greg.
Well, thank you. Good morning. I was listening to you read all this, and all of a sudden the question came into my mind. I remember President Bush introducing the Patriot Act, if you will, in one of his early speeches after 9/11. I don't quite know how long his speech was after 9/11 when he mentioned this, but it seems to me that if something is this complicated, is the Patriot Act one, it's not this complicated, but it seems to me something this large and complicated might have been waiting in the wings, just waiting for a disaster.
Well, that's an interesting question. It may well be that this thing was all planned. Now, there have been some question about that lately. A professor recently sent me pictures of another structural fire in Detroit where steel beams were actually twisted enough to make the thing fall down. So there's some question about still whether there was an inside job or not. But regardless of that fact, it may be that that like Pearl Harbor, Bush knew it was coming and had a lot of this stuff already prepared in Patriot Act 1. Patriot Act 2 is what we've been reading specifically here, and that was all, of course, done recently. But then we've had several years to reflect upon it. But just how much of Patriot Act 1 was already planned for the American public beforehand? Interesting question. And I don't know the answer, but I'm glad you brought it up.
If somebody knows the date of that speech or could find out, it would be interesting to find out and figure out how long it took to put that thing together, or was it, as I said, waiting in the wings?
Yeah, well, it's a good question to ask. I don't know the answer, and if another caller has an answer, please do give a call to the show. We'd like to know the date of that speech and maybe your insights on what actually might have already been preformed before the actual event of 9/11.
I'll have to look around myself.
Okay, good. Well,
I'll continue there. This is rather alarming when you read it. This was sent in by Mrs. Levant.
This is actually forwarded to me by a former Libertarian senatorial candidate, Rebecca Sutherland, who is
right,
and she's quoting this Nancy Levant, who's a fabulous writer, wrote that article recently on the socialized public school system, which was extraordinarily well written, I thought, and we read it here on the show, and devastating,
like,
I think, to others who
You like that article.
I really did.
I'd seen it myself.
Right. Well, I hope you liked it, too. I think you did.
All right. Well, continue with that reading. Rather informative.
All right. Will do. Thanks for the call, Greg. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for your work.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, here we'll continue to read a few more of these things since it is sort of a hot topic and an infuriating topic, too. Section 322 removes Congress from the extradition process and allows officers of the Homeland Security Complex to extradite American citizens anywhere they wish. It also allows Homeland Security to secretly take individuals out of foreign countries. Section 402 is titled Providing Material to Support Terrorism. This section reads that there is no requirement to show that the individual even had the intent to aid a terrorist. Section 403 expands the definition of weapons of mass destruction to include any activity that affects interstate or foreign commerce. Section 404 makes it a crime for a terrorist or other criminals to use encryption in the commission of a crime. Section 408 creates lifetime parole, basically slavery, for a whole host of crimes. Section 410 creates no statute of limitations to anyone that engages in terrorist actions or supports terrorists. Remember, any crime is now considered terrorism under the First Patriot Act. Section 411 expands crimes that are punishable by death. Again, they point to Section 802 of the First Patriot Act and state that any terrorist act or supportive terrorist act can result in the death penalty. Section 421 increases penalties for terrorist financing. This section states that any type of financial activity connected to terrorism will result to time in prison and $10 to $50,000 in fines per violation. Section 427 sets up an asset forfeiture provisions for anyone engaging in terrorist activities. There are many other sections that I did not cover in the interest of time, she writes. The American people were shocked by the despotic nature of the First Patriot Act. The Second Patriot Act dwarfs all police state legislation in modern world history. Many thanks to Alex Jones for this important list and research. Oh, so she got it from Alex Jones. Didn't know that. Interesting. The only remaining questions for American people is whether the executive orders and acts such as the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act and the Patriot Act II are imposed in case of crisis or whether they are created as part of a predetermined decision to dismantle constitutional America. Either way, is this how we want to live? That's the same question caller Greg just had. carefully consider all of the above. Carefully consider the fact that the American military has been out of the country for 50 years fighting UN battles, and carefully consider that most of the executive orders were written prior to 9/11, and that the first Patriot Act was immediately passed following 9/11 without Congress having access to the contents of the act. Something is terribly wrong, and my greatest fear is that the American people will never have another opportunity for a national vote. It would appear that other plans are in the making. Sierra Times editorial note, all of the executive orders mentioned in this article are old ones. However, in 1994, President Clinton combined these executive orders and added more unconstitutional powers to the federal government with Executive Order 12919, National Defense Industrial Resource Preparedness, and it's never been repealed by Congress. Oh, my. This is tragic, folks. We're sorry that this is going on in America, of course. This is an awful thing. The Vine writers, you guys need to wake up and get a straight public policy theology, because the time's coming when the militia movement may be more than just a theoretical exercise or something you hear about in the distant areas elsewhere. We may end up having a civil war in this country or something if the government actually starts imposing martial law here. This is serious stuff that we're just finding out now about as we begin to read the contents of these executive orders and the Patriot Act. We knew it was going downhill when we heard about these property rights decisions, folks, but it may already be way down the hill, and I don't know what we're going to do to stop it. So this is a call for preparedness for Christians, and you need to start preparing by getting your theology right and understanding what resistance to the state is all about, what the principles of the Founding Fathers was all about, and why you need to be ready to defend your nation and the principles of liberty here for yourself and for your posterity. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We'll be back in just a minute.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You may also dial 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Or you may email your question or comment to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net. And remember, the show is live from 7:30 in the morning until 9 in the morning Eastern Time. If you're listening at any other time, you're listening to a recording. Calls will only be received between 7:30 and 9 in the morning Eastern Time. You're listening to homeschooler-friendly TRN, the Tyranny Response Network. Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
There is a place for government in the affairs of men, and our Declaration of Independence tells us precisely what that is. The role of government is to protect individuals in their God-given individual rights. Freedom is the natural birthright of man, but all that government can do in behalf of freedom is to let the individual alone, and it should secure him his rights by making others let him alone. Reverend Edmund Oppitz, in The Libertarian Theology of Freedom, page 142.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
One of the key remarks that Mrs. Levant made in her other article against the public school, she said, if you're not homeschooling your children in the 2005-2006 school year, then you are no parent, nor should you be. Oh, and that offended some people. You know, I have a friend who sent it to some pastors. The pastors read it and were just offended that this harshness of this language, even though she said a few things, it was all brought down and to nothing, where people won't even listen to the truths she says because she was so harsh in this statement. If you're not homeschooling your children in the 2005-2006 school year, then you're no parent, nor should you be. But she's absolutely right, folks. And she was right about the Patriot Act, and we'd like to stand behind Nancy Levant here because she's standing up for the truth. They're mealy-mouthed people, the sellouts, who and pastorates who have got their kids in public schools, those who are promoting the enemy from the pulpit, those who are upholding the divine right theology, the revitalized divine right of kings doctrine that's going to create Tories out of people to maintain the goodness of George W. Bush, the Congress, and those people who are violating their rights. Those are enemies, and what a shame it is that in the Church of Jesus Christ, we have good people who are regenerated, born-again Christians, who are going to be enemies of the truth and will stand against us. The same thing happened in the American Revolution, the War for American Independence. Christians were opposed to one another, and even on the battlefield had to fight. This is a sad, sad thing, folks, when we think about it, is it not? And it's all because of a foul public policy theology and the indoctrination of this divine right of kings doctrine that's being spread about the land today. We appreciate Nancy Levant's comments, and we wish her well. Well, we had I mentioned earlier in the show that we had a left winger, that is this guy Cass Sunstein from the Chicago Tribune, writing and criticizing conservatives. He writes in an article, "Supreme Court philosophy: a left winger with some perception." Yes, why we must strive for balance. Right wing activists shouldn't fool themselves that there is a close fit between their own political commitments and the Constitution. Blah blah blah. He says. Justice Felix Frankfurter, the great conservative on the Warren Court, thought the Supreme Court should respect the decisions of elected officials. Frankfurter was a judicial minimalist in the sense that he wanted the court to proceed in small incremental steps. To minimalists, Roe v. Wade symbolizes juvenile hubris. They do not want to create new rights or expand the right to privacy, but minimalists disapprove of right-wing judicial activism no less than they disapprove of left-wing sibling. They are reluctant to use the Constitution to strike down affirmative action programs, gun control laws, environmental regulation, and campaign finance reform. They think that questions of this kind should be resolved democratically, not by the judiciary. The second camp embodies the brand of conservatism once represented by Robert Bork and now by Antonin Scalia and Clarence Thomas. Conservatives of this kind reject minimalism in favor of a kind of fundamentalism. Fundamentalists think that radical steps are necessary to restore what they now call the lost Constitution or the Constitution in exile. You bet we do. We don't want to legislate any kind of from the bench. We just want the Supreme Court to uphold the law, that is, the Constitution of the United States. What's such a big deal about that? These leftists, like this guy writing in the Chicago Tribune, want the court to have these broad powers to make the dynamic and living Constitution mean whatever they want. We don't want that. Call us minimalists or anything else. We just want the principles of the Founding Fathers. He continues, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor was the Supreme Court's leading minimalist. Yeah, she was the leading sellout. Many fundamentalists read the Constitution as if it embodies the views of most extreme wing of the Republican Party, and what one of our researchers at TRN said that really means real conservatives, constitutionalists, and libertarians. That's probably true. That is what he's really attacking. They think we're frozen in the 18th century, he says. Yes, well, we hope that rights, as embodied in the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, are frozen in the 18th century. What does he think? They're like thawed and transforming themselves from ice into water? What is he trying to say? That the things that were declared then are no value now unless they become modernized? He continues on, if we decided to return to the original understanding, the national government would be permitted to discriminate on the basis of both race and sex. Congress would certainly engage in racial segregation. The states would probably segregate the races as well. They could certainly ban women from practicing law or medicine. The right of privacy could be abolished. States might well be permitted to establish official religions, and Clarence Just Thomas has explicitly argued that they can. If we embrace the original understanding, the Federal Reserve Board, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, and the National Labor Relations Board might well well be in constitutional trouble. Wonderful! Yes, you're right. Most of these things, and some of the things you're worried about here, Sunstein, liberal icon there in Chicago, some of these things you wouldn't have to worry about. The market would take care of these problems about, you know, gender and so forth and racial segregation. And in fact, it probably would mean that we wouldn't have to worry about, that the government would just have to learn to stand aside on these issues. But his Lincoln-esque tact, his neocon tact here is coming through when we're talking about the National Labor Relations Board, the SEC, and the Federal Reserve, all evil things that need to be banned because they are unconstitutional. They're terrible things. He continues, right-wing activists even appear to have convinced themselves that a remarkable coincidence there is a close fit between their own political commitments and the Constitution itself. This, of course, is delusion, but in the end, they might turn out to be right if they continue to appoint judges to see things their way. The fit will be closer every day. It's actually the opposite. Leftists have made it dynamic and living, and we've lost it all. You've been listening to Christian Worldview. Just want to remind you folks, as we're going on our way, get a hold of the Times Examiner. If you have not got a hold of the Times Examiner, and we're our reading liberal columnists still, call them at 864-268-0576. It's only $25 in-state, $27 out-of-state for a whole year subscription. Be sure to get a hold of it. You've been listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We're coming to the end of our show. I'll see you all back here in a couple of weeks, actually about 17 days. But do stay tuned to the Spanish version that's coming up right at the end of the top of the hour break here with Christian Worldview. Until a couple of weeks then for the English program, we'll see you then, and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We hope you will be with us at 7:30 Monday morning right here on TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, for another installment of Christian Worldview.